McLean County government says now is the time to make an important change to its emergency COVID assistance program for businesses.
We're going into the season where some of the restaurants may not be able to have the business outside like they've had.
That's County Board Chairman John McIntyre. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, October 21st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with McLean County government shifting its emergency loan program to distributing grants to small businesses struggling during the pandemic. More from Eric Stock.
The county board approved the change to the McLean County Targeted Development Loan Program. The board also doubled the amount each small business can receive from $5,000 to $10,000. Board Chairman John McIntyre says a surge in coronavirus cases could cause more financial strain on businesses, especially restaurants that won't be able to serve as many customers outdoors.
Just to be sure that these different small businesses have an opportunity to continue operating, we decided to make it even easier, more grant money.
Since the county approved the emergency loan initiative in April, only one business has applied. Moraine View Restaurant and Kayak Rental received a $5,000 loan. County officials say that could be transferred to a grant. The board also approved staffing for our COVID-19 call center. The county health department will staff 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. The county hasn't set a timeline for when it will open. The Federal CARES Act will cover the cost. And Chairman McIntyre says he plans to wait until the next county board meeting in November to nominate a replacement for the vacant seat in District 8, following Carla Robustelli's recent resignation. That means the person the board approves could vote on the county's annual budget on their first day in the role and will serve only 2 weeks.
I don't foresee one vote making any difference, but there will be a vote there in November, so we will have all 20 members able to vote for the final budget.
Two candidates have applied for the interim seat, Leah Klein, who is running for the seat in the November election against Jordan Baker, and longtime former board member Paul Segabiano, who was defeated in the 2018 Democratic primary. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A woman in her 90s has become the 31st COVID-related death in McLean County. In addition, four people died at the Heritage Health Nursing Home in El Paso and Woodford County. The town of Normal is extending permission for outdoor dining on private commercial properties and permitting portable heaters until further notice. And the FBI is among the law enforcement organizations investigating the cyber attack on Heartland Community College. It has also hired a computer forensic investigative firm. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The restaurant business has slowed a lot during the pandemic. Many have closed, and a few have thrived with outdoor seating space, and those with robust drive-through or carry-out operations. And even with the uncertainty in an already notoriously difficult industry, new eateries continue. Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. He tells Charlie Schlenker 9 new places are under construction right now in the Twin Cities.
Construction has started on the Texas Roadhouse. That's going between Olive Garden and the former Toys R Us in the Snooks Plaza. And Charlie, everybody's waiting for this. Of all the places in the last 15 years that I've heard people mention will it be coming to Bloomington Normal, Texas Roadhouse has to be number one. Another one that I'm very, very interested in, it's called the Original Pizzeria. There's a husband and wife from Rome, Italy. They're bringing a type of pizza to Bloomington Normal called Pinsa, P-I-N-S-A. The big difference with this pizza is the crust has a water content of 90%. They said the usual crust in the American pizza places is 60%. Customers will notice immediately the difference in their crust. It's crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
There's also a Hawaiian-inspired food restaurant opening. What's that about?
It's going to be serving poke. This is going to be in the Craftworks development, which is between Ancho Agave and Vision Point, and this is on Airport Road. It's going to be a development that will have a coffee shop, have a tavern, two outdoor volleyball courts. It's going to be a very interesting place.
A Bloomington Normal Standard is opening a new location.
Shannon Patterson, who is the owner of Shannon Five Star on Southwest Bloomington, she started out with the Shannon Federal Cafe on Front Street, right across from the Law and Justice Center in downtown Bloomington. After she opened the Five Star, she closed the Federal Cafe. Two restaurants was just too much for a mother and a young family, but she's returning to downtown Bloomington in the former Scouts location, which is just around the corner from where the Federal Cafe used to be.
There's a big construction project in Uptown Normal that will take a while to develop. How is the new brew pub working?
I just stopped by there. It's moving along at not a fast pace, but that's not an easy site to build a new building. This is in between two buildings. I was talking to the general contractor. He said it's putting a big building on a small footprint. They hope to be open. They're looking at probably February or March.
More from restaurant writer Larry Carius tonight at 5 on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, a reminder that today is the last day of the WGLT Fall Fun Drive. We're still running short of our goal. So if you value this podcast and it's found a home in your morning routine, please contribute now at WGLT.org. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.